Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Today's talk is about your nervous system. I do an in-office workshop during this normal school year. My new patients understand how the nerves relate to the overall symptoms of sometimes pain, numbness, weakness, tingling, burning, or even headaches too. This talk, as I go through, is very sequential. Talk about how the body is created so your nerves actually control everything in the body. Talk about how to measure the nerves and how we measure nerve stress or a relaxed nerve. Also, I link in the chart notes and post notes is the actual nerve chart itself, which links to your spine, location of your body, to organs of your body, and to your symptoms of your body, to how your body feels. This controls your back and neck to stay relaxed or in pain, controls digestion, sleep, stress, and even your attitude also. We talk about that. Also, how to prevent something from happening is one of our talks about 26 minutes. Our Q&A section with the patients that showed up for the workshop talk about, is back surgery the best thing for your back if your back is pretty severe? Also talk about, do doctors actually listen to you and which ones don't in the patient experience that show up at the workshop, along with the benefits of overall stretch. All right, so in the show notes, we'll have all these links to the actual highlights of the actual video. If not, go right to the show, and I'll hear from you afterwards. This class is about how to get and stay healthy. You guys have gone through specifically soreness, pain, tightness for one, two, sciatica for one. And with that comes along with, okay, quality of life, am I sleeping enough, do I have enough energy? The goal is, once we get the body to heal enough, how do we go from there to a healthy body all the time? You guys have good habits now. You've done a good thing to get a routine going and maintaining that. It's not easy, and it's work. To stay healthy, people don't understand, it takes work. It's where you have to go to the gym, work out, stretch every day, and still be sore, and still have problems. So how do we get over that, make our habit routinely, unconsciously, all the time? The first part here, on that first line of my papers I've had for a while now, really talks about our philosophy is to switch people's perception of relying on medications or surgeries or listening to someone all the time to stay healthy. We're going to talk about a second ago, how do you learn how to keep yourself healthy for you and maintain that on your own? That's our biggest thing. The body is a great machine. I'm going to go through that somewhat too. So if there's 101, I guess physiology of the human body would do like maybe 0.5, something very simple, very easy. Okay. This first part here talks about embryology, how the body works, how the body actually forms, how these nerves control everything in the body. So here's after 7 days of fertilization, a sperm and egg come together, we have what's called the mesoderm. Okay? It's a group of cells that come together and start working to differentiate and separate into things down the line as we become adults and humans. First thing that separates after 7 days is called a primitive node and primitive streak. What do you think those things two are inside the body, the soft tissues, down the line in a baby or an adult? And a human.
What do you think? Spinal cord?
Look at this! That's one of the first times people actually figured out you are smarter than I thought. It's a compliment, I think. It's a compliment.
I think that's kind of a backwards one.
It's a compliment somewhat, right? Okay. Let's keep going. Don't want to waste any time. Once these nerves form, from here, we talk about how it branches off from the brain to the spinal cord to the whole body. So one part of the brain, I did a talk earlier with somebody who does neurofeedback, very scientific. See your right side of your brain, it sends nerves through your spinal cord to the left side of the body and opposite side of the body, all the way through. Okay? Same thing, opposite sides, the left hemisphere of the brain, corticocortex, big words, the subspinal tract, the spinal cord, down the opposite side, down the right side from the left, upper body and lower body. Any questions about that?
Well, at what stage did you see? Oh, after 7 days.
After 7 days. So that's a 7 day rule. That's why they use the number 7 for everything, I guess. I don't know what it is. After those form, then your body starts forming calcification or bones around the skull and the spinal column, the bones itself, to make things want to become more solid down the line. And over time, as it forms ribs too, protect the organs. Okay? All the way through. Boom, boom, boom. Actually, my pictures are actually okay today. I'm surprised. She has decent penmanship. Same thing, too. And one thing is, too, what happens? happens is the organs do form in the process. So we have, for example, the heart over here. I want to do it in blue. Put little kidneys down here. And a little liver right in the middle. Wherever you want to put it. That kind of looks like you've seen in anatomy books. Anybody? Hesitation means no.
I never took it in anatomy.
That's a good thing. It's too painful to watch. Painful. And from there, too, obviously you get limbs. I don't have time for that because it's a short version. I just draw little fins. People say sea turtle. Pick your imagination for limbs.
Yeah.
Any questions about that?
Nope.
This is how the body should form in a natural embryology process to where we have the spinal cord, the brain. From there, it differentiates the cells from it again into your wiring system of your body, connecting to each organ of the body. Then from there, your body can form the skull, the structure, the heart structure, support you once after you're born. Okay? How do these nerves, second part is talking.
I do have a question.
Yes.
Does the bones develop before the organs?
They actually develop, afterwards.
After the organs.
So after the organs are in place, then the bones form more the last thing.
Okay.
You did catch what you were. Well, again, she was just talking about. Watch a lot of National Geographic or something. Okay. Next part down here, talk about how the nerves work. The nerves work and travel and control organs of the body, muscle tissue, things like that, even bone growth, and also your blood pressure, heart, everything else as we know, because it allows things to connect based on its function and stressors in the environment. Okay? So a normal nerve, you draw this, the nerve shell all the way through, one there, one here, maybe get a better black pen in the future, one here. A normal nerve has a normal, what's called a sine wave, okay, meaning that it's going to flow nice and smooth, the high and low, the max and minimum, all the way through. Normal functioning nerve allows your muscles to stay relaxed, nerve to stay flexible, or to stay in a normal function. They don't overstress or minimize or hypofunction, okay? I just make up words in my head, sorry. Another one is going to be irritated nerve, where it goes above and below its normal range. That point, is that going to be more relaxed, or is that going to be more of a stressed out muscle, tissue, or organ? What do you think?
Stressed out.
Stressed out, right? Mm-hmm. Everything wants to become stressed out to where, at that point, your muscles stay tight. Your organs want to become more hyperfunction. I feel they come in with cardiac arrhythmia, not because they have heart problems, they get checked out by their cardiologist, it's because their body is dealing with too much stress, so nerves make that heart going from the brain to the body become more irritated, more stressed out in a stress state. Any questions about that? Easy stuff, right? What happens when someone has, for example, foot drop or foot weakness or arm weakness, hand weakness? The body's intelligent. If you don't want to heal from here to here, over time it's going to shut things down because it causes more permanent damage. Okay? So what it'll do is go to more of a relaxed nerve. From here, a normal sine wave, very minimal sine wave, and get a less functional organ, muscle tissue, whatever it might be. Well, how do you think someone feels here? How's their mood? An irritated nerve. What do you think?
Not too good.
Not too bueno at all. Irritated, grouchy, road rage, when they get out of the driveway. Done. Come home, irritated all the time. And over time, as they get that, they don't sleep very well. So over time, they go from being irritated, excited, to overall from there to being anxious and depressed. And people get this and they're on medication. Medication will help them, the muscles feel better, right? What they feel, they can sleep, but not fix the nerves causing the actual problem. So our job with the x-rays we take here, how do we find the causation of the issue, not just how you're feeling. That's the plan. I'm trying to make sense. I'm trying. Any questions about this diagram? All right. Moving forward.
Let's see why.
It's like the advanced class.
The body is just an EMF. That's why I have wonky EMF.
That makes sense to me if you want to rationalize that way.
Well, no. I tend to be hazardous to electronic equipment.
Oh, you like to put your finger in the wall or something?
No.
Just break it?
No, it just...
It stops working.
Oh,
Okay, so it just stops working because you had it last.
Well, you've heard of people that magnetize watches.
Yes.
My sister will do that. I don't do that, but, okay. but we do have, our computers don't last long.
Is it because you're, it just doesn't, it's a polarity thing in your body?
I have no idea. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's definitely when I was taking my CAD architectural drawing
yes.
classes, and I would point at my computer screen, I'd get an arc like that, a blue arc.
Just by?
Just getting close to it.
So you have a higher polarity in your body.
Apparently.
I just did a talk today with a guy that does biomagnetism, and he focuses on that, how to get people to become more balanced out by when people are too polarized or too magnetic per se, they attract sometimes positive acidic things versus negative things. Hmm. So they're more prone for viruses, bacteria, sickness form too.
Hmm.
So you use biomagnetism to help negate that. You become more of an alkaline environment in your body, which is more a neutral environment versus acidic is more feeding a virus or a bacteria.
That makes sense. I hadn't thought about that, but yeah.
Learn something every day.
Well, battery. Batteries make electrical charge through
electricity. A circuit is very simple,
see?
Right?
Just a big old battery.
Circuit allows your body to transfer energy mm-hmm. through the body. If you break the circuit, energy flow stops.
Yep.
And we all die. And we go somewhere, I don't know what we got for this. Next two things. We don't know yet until we get there. These have to work together. The nerve chart is going to correlate with how the nerves flow from the spine through the body areas of the body, and what symptoms it may cause. This is from Grey's Anatomy. This is Grey's Anatomy is the Bible for anyone who studies human physiology, medical doctors, chiropractors, podiatrists, nurses.
How you make the TV show?
There you go. If you watch TV, you know everything about medicine you need to know. ER. I loved to watch ER before. Perfect. But how do we correlate these things? Okay. After we're born, we have what happens to our body. We have stress that can happen to our body. Right? Number one is the effect of muscle dysfunction, or I call it exercise as a way to present it, but really how the muscles are affected. Okay? Which is common, right? People come in for muscle pain. Or a chiropractor, that's what people come in for. It's common knowledge. So there, if you go down to your chart, get this out of the way, down to C6, right here, first I think 6 down, I guess, that would go over to location of neck muscles, neck tightness, upper shoulder tightness for 1, 2. Tonsils is where the nerves do affect the organs, and it causing what? Stiff neck, pain in the upper back and arms, okay? Also being coughing and things like that too, croup. At that point, you realize those organs here in these areas can cause problems where it can stay here in the neck, even travel sometimes down the arm, causing neuropathy. And those same things here control in some parts of your lower tonsils and also part of your mandibular or mouth membrane too. I like the head nodding. I like the agreement on all these topics that I have here today. Let's jump down to the bottom one of that exercise one called subluxation of the L4 at backaches and sciatica. Subluxation, what that word means, when a joint gets stuck, it doesn't move properly.
He's on this page.
Yep, yes, I am. I'm doubling up there, too. Doubling. You got it. You got a couple cups of coffee today, didn't you? I'm back ready to go. You're ready. So L4, when you go down there, it controls prostate gland, muscles of the lower back and sciatica. Sciatica is those nerves from the lower back forming one trunk, branching off from there, from those nerves, down the leg, sometimes down the back, down the front, down the groin, down the foot, down to the feet. We'll have a different presentation for the same type of problem. So all these nerves form one trunk. Lower back, since we push sciatic area, look at this. Oh, see the light? That's where it's happening, people. 1979 model still works. It dies, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to make it anymore. So here, that nerve goes from the lower back down the leg when that L4 is pinched, along with affecting the prostate, affecting the urethra, affecting the lower intestines too.
So when you do the adjustment,
yes.
What is actually adjusting it? Is it the vertebrae connecting to the hips?
Vertebrae connecting to the bones above to keep those discs separated.
I see.
If those discs stay separated, the spinal disc, then they don't pinch the nerve.
Okay.
You know, at that point, you don't get the symptoms of what you're feeling. relative to when it stays locked up or tight. That point, these nerves will fire, causing these problems here. So separating the bones, the bones connected in there, allows things to move normally because you have normal bones. They're just locking themselves up.
Are the hips actually connected to the back bones?
Yes, hips are connected right here, down to your L5 vertebrae. Hip bones, I'm sorry, let's back this up. Hips connect to your tailbone, part of your spine, control and connect into your L5 spinal vertebrae.
Oh, but they're connected to your tailbone.
Tailbone is part of your spine.
Oh, I see.
As far as I know.
They're right.
I haven't changed the rules yet. Yep. Cool. All right, that finger hurts now. Push that button so long. Soft, getting soft here. All right, next one. Diet. How do your nerves affect diet or nutrition? Another way to say that. Okay. Your nerves in this one, that connection again, is going to be T6. Go down to T6. If I read that, it connects to stomach. Diet, stomach makes sense, right? Stomach problems, including nervous stomach, indigestion, heartburn, dyspepsia, things like that causing issues. So when we get that, dyspepsia is actually GERD. Could it? How are you doing? Yeah, we closed at 6:30. Okay. Girls already left. Sorry about that.
All right, buddy.
No worries. Good. So overall, when you have that issue, can it cause the stomach? Yes, it can. People that get that have problems where they have pain right back here in that same area, at your collar, thoracic lumbar junction, right there-age, and you have problems where you lean forward too much. You lean forward, where does all that pressure end up? Right there. So your posture is part of this issue. We can keep your body relaxed and straight and upright, good posture, keeps those nerves not from firing. At that point, those nerves don't fire, you don't have those issues. So that area right here, it's right here, yep. Higher maybe. Where am I? Where's this one? I need to mark these better. Right there. T6 right there, causing stomach issues. Look at that flashing stomach. Looks like it's an injury or danger or something, I don't know. Well, it also causes, too, problems where you can't breathe because when you're like this, the ribs get stuck. Mm-hmm. When ribs get stuck, it can't inhale, so it causes pain. Rob, question?
No, she was saying that high up, and You know how if I eat too fast or eat too much, I feel it here?
That's the word of dyspepsia. To look up the word dyspepsia, but that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Get that reflux in your body. The stomach can't function well enough, so the acid in the stomach goes where? Higher up. Goes through your esophagus. There's a sphincter right there, the pyloric hole. At that point, it goes right through there. And that can cause it to burn, too. Amazing answer. Yes, I learned something today.
I'm wondering, I think that might be the valve that got, you know, because with the bypass, after bypass.
The pyloric?
Yeah, there's one valve in the stomach that gets taken out, I think.
My dad had the ring put in when he had bariatric surgery.
Oh,
So that did that. They closed that off enough so he couldn't put enough food down there they normally would.
So that was put at that spot.
Like a band, if you want to call it that. So they kept it. They didn't replace it, but they kept it there. But they made it not want to open up enough to allow too much food.
There you go. I wonder if that's from that part down, is this part of the stomach they removed, because they actually removed part of the stomach.
Okay. And stomach can expand or contract, but if you move it, allows you not to have that need to fill the space.
Exactly.
The technology's gotten a lot better my dad has.
If that valve is gone, that's why he's like backing up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying gone, but it's something to where be careful. My oldest stepson has a friend, and he eats very, very slow. It's like you're done and you've had everything. You've gone to the store and come back and you're still eating. This is math. But that keeps your body from wanting to eat too much, but also allows things to digest faster.
You know, except in my family.
Yeah.
But I my sister Colleen.
Yes.
And Lynn, my other sister.
Okay, I'm at Colleen.
Are slow.
Yeah.
You have no.
Yeah.
Lucky you. Anyways, we can still eat and not have. I mean, we're real slow eaters. I'm the fastest of all of them, and I'm slow.
Mm-hmm. You're the turtle, and they're the snails.
Yes.
Got it. Speed wise.
Yes.
Got it. And that's the thing is when you do right now I'm trying to slow down what I eat and how much I eat for one too. When you give yourself time to eat longer, your hypothalamus, it turns on to where you don't have to eat because it's a delayed reaction. You eat, it takes a while to feel to feel full. But give that time to react. At that point, your body can actually not eat as much. Dogs don't have that. My dog can. I can put food up, gone, because it goes outside and sometimes throws up because it eats too much. Yeah. Comes back and eats some more. What is wrong with you?
That's why I always ask him. You have to be eating too fast because that's a real problem for him. He's always been real fast eater.
And if you drink alkaline water, it's supposed to dissipate some of that to change the pH a little bit. So I'd like something to drink just lukewarm, room temperature. Alkaline water. Try that to help that pH stay low to get that acidic stomach to relax more. That I've heard. I haven't tried it myself. Something that word does sometimes work.
Yeah.
All right. So, like, same thing with the polarity.
I was just going to say, maybe I should try alkaline water.
Well, the polarity of the magnetism of being more electrical charged like you are helps negate that. You walk into a big computer room, you don't shock all the computers.
Yes.
Destroy. Again, sleep. Next one.
Number 3 is sleep. And one's about the thumb, you just grind out.
Okay. How does is sleep affected by nerves? This is a good one. This is one to where people don't realize how people get stressed out sometimes. Go to C1. Okay, C1's a very top one, apex, whatever system you want to use. Affects blood supply of the head, pituitary gland, scalp, bones of the face, brain, inner middle ear, sympathetic nervous system. If it causes middle and inner ear, what do you think that can cause symptom-wise? Just from that middle ear stuff. Vertigo, dizziness, like that. We treat a lot of people for that. Even though they may not have a spinal problem, can they get those nerves to calm down at the very top of the skull? Okay? Also, effects are headaches, nervous insomnia, head colds, high blood pressure, migraines, headaches, nervous breakdowns, amnesia, chronic tiredness, and dizziness. If you're under stress, can all these things here on the effects be affected? Can they happen? It happens. Your nerves work on a cyclical system to where there's two things. There's serotonin, and endorphins. Endorphins. Should I spell it right? And from these are your relaxed hormones. Okay, this is how your body stays relaxed. These hormones are produced through your adrenals. They'll go to every part of your body, your organs, your lungs, your muscles, your brain, everything. So not only is your body relaxed, also your brain's relaxed too. Okay, with motion, that's how your body produces serotonin, endorphins on its own naturally. With positive thoughts, with neurofeedback, anything that gets your body to have that sense of relaxation, boom, right there. The other effect under stress hormones is your catecholamines. You make me spell this out, aren't you? Catecholamines. That's close enough. And also cortisol. Everyone's kind of heard of cortisol. At that point, these are your pain or stress hormones. The first one is to break these up right now. Yeah. So that point, when you're being chased by a saber-toothed tiger like your ancestors were, hopefully these kick in. At that point, blood goes to where? Our extremities, to get the heck out of there. Our blood goes to our lungs. That point, we breathe heavier. Our heart increases rapidly, so we get the heck out of there. The problem is most people live in this state based on how much stress they deal without dealing with their stress. So now their lower body has problems we talked about earlier with arrhythmia, with nervousness, going from anxiety to depression, insomnia. People come in here, they're in pain, yes. Chronic pain, yes. I ask them, how do you sleep? Do you sleep well? No. What do you have when you wake up? I don't feel relaxed. I feel like I didn't recharge. You don't get what's called the lower deep delta and theta sleep hertz of your brain, where your brain doesn't shut down the lower ways. It stays in excited state the whole time. So your hormones stay here, so that feedback loop keeps your body in the stress state. You get worn out. Those nerves start shutting down, so your body gets, okay, what else can you do? All right, any questions about that? Keeping these joints loose at the top, and neck, the whole spine, the movement there, and you moving too, as we talked about, with exercise and stretching, allows your body to maintain this state, the relaxed state, staying out of the stress state.
I think my body produces those when I exercise because it makes me mad.
Apologize for that. Hope over time you feel better from that.
I've never met an endorphin.
My wife says the same thing. I said, like, anytime I exercise, I feel worse. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. You're not human. You're not human. I don't know what it is.
I've been told that.
You're not human. I don't know. Maybe that's it.
It's
maybe that's
not humanly possible.
Yeah. Any questions about my hormone feedback loop, rest, relaxation?
Those are all hormones?
Yes, all hormones. Hormones produce adrenals. All hormones, they break the blood-brain barrier to affect everything in your body. Every tissue body is affected by stress or relaxed hormones. Either one.
Ever heard of anybody having those backward?
Only you. And my wife.
And your wife.
And my wife. Two people that I know. I just said it'd be worse. I don't tell you. But going back to everyone's body's different. So you figure out what you like. Like most people here, when I treat them, they like the ice. It makes them feel better. Once a blue moon, maybe one out of 30 people, they don't like ice. It makes them worse. Great, I read their chart. They'll do that with that person is special. Treat that person specially. That's a word. Specially? Not sure. Number four is, what's number four? Does it say PMA?
Yeah.
PMA. What does PMA stand for? What is that abbreviation? Looking at each other like, I don't know, what do you know? What do you think it is? Not PMS, completely different.
Pain management something?
I like that. That's a close one. What can A stand for? What happens in your brain? Positive or negative?
Attitude,
yes. Mm-hmm. But the M just kind of confuses people. Positive mental attitude. So we talked about C1, right? Yeah. How C1 up here affects nervousness, insomnia, headaches, chronic fatigue, breakdowns, blah, 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 headache. So at that point, if you're relaxed, then you have a positive mental attitude. Maintaining that through your routine, if it works for you, allows things to stay healthy. That's the plan? Is that a good plan?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. When you have a good attitude, then you're going to be motivated to maintain your routine, your habits. Then you're going to stay healthy. Not to see I'm too busy as it is. Come on, people. And you maintain it on your own so everything stays healthy. All right?
Well, I think we have that one down.
Yes, I think you've learned it very well. Take some time, but you're there. Last one, HNS. What could that stand for? Again, a confusing abbreviation. One of those higher thought processes. What do we think? What have we learned about today? What have we talked about?
Something about the nervous system.
Yes, so what would the H stand for? Sick or?
Oh, a healthy nervous system.
Yes, you should be on Jeopardy or something. Be a great Jeopardy person.
No.
What, this allows, again, going back to your paper here, your nerve chart, I'll read it because it makes just perfect sense. The nervous system controls and coordinates all organ structure of the human body by Gray's Anatomy. Okay? That point, that quote tells you everything you got to know. So our job here as chiropractors is not to help fix bones. Yes, we move bones, but we fix your nervous system so the millivoltures work properly so everything here that can stress your body stays relaxed and healthy so you live a healthy, relaxed, and strong life. Boom. Whatever stress you deal with, you can counter that with how much you have to exercise and stretch and sleep. And obviously, diet's always a big thing, too. Any questions? That's all I got. Does that make sense how things work, though?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was very interested in the beginning about how the body goes.
How things connect together, like a wire, like an old phone system.
Yeah. I knew it did, but I didn't know that, like, the nervous system and the way it developed and all that.
And nerves connect, they're all over the body. Mm-hmm. When we're in school, we have to break down a human body cadaver from the skin down to the bone. You see all those nerves travel like a wiring system all the way through everywhere.
And they're all connected from the spinal cord, right?
Yes.
I mean, the
spinal cord. So they all connect from the spinal cord and branch off all the way out from each position. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, some nerves travel one way, some nerves don't. Everyone's human body is different. So for example, the C6 nerve may affect here, but may also affect here too. So I would never want to be a nerve surgeon, because it's a guessing game. Go there and open things up first, then see what you have. Come with. So you have to be careful with everything. Problems with people get injured, you realize that nerve connects to the shoulder, even though it's a neck nerve, they have shoulder problems that don't go away. Doctor will check the neck because it's a shoulder issue. Mm-hmm. Or if you have problems with the upper part of the neck, where it affects insomnia, sleep, those keeping medications not go away.
What causes the tremors? It's interesting.
Yeah.
Because the one thing, they're trying different medications. Right now, what I'm taking is a medication for epilepsy. Tony has them too.
Yeah.
Tony has them too. And but they said that the only if medications don't work, the only thing that they if it's really bad they can do would be brain surgery. So it's obviously got to be something.
It's nerve related.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I wonder what it is though.
Yeah.
How come you haven't fixed that?
The first you told them about it. Come on.
I didn't know that. It wasn't on your national chart. I love you so much.
Well, all but the isn't that supposed to be up in here?
It sometimes can be part of the cranial nerves. It has nerves in the brain itself that travel out of here. And they're 1 through 12.
Oh, okay, so they don't actually.
So it would be a brain surgeon. I can't get in there and move your skull. I have to get a hammer. I have no problem with the hammer, but putting it back together, I don't know. I'll trade on that part.
Yeah, I'll pass, thanks.
Good, because I was trying to talk you out of it. Negative marketing, so before.
Well, that doesn't sound like a good idea for the...
No.
No.
And that's all it is. How do you, okay, if you have tremors going on for one, two, look at everything they're giving you and ask questions. Okay, how does this connect to here? Can this cause other issues if I take these medications? I had someone a couple years ago, he had tingling in his fingers, and this it was still he could still function. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna cauterize one of your nerves in your neck that will help with that. It goes, and the doctor said, won't be a problem, you'll be fine. He came out of surgery, he had no tricep strength. Mm-hmm. Like, well, sometimes you have side effects like that. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I worked at a pain management clinic and
there you go.
Watching the people come in that people, they've just had their backs hacked on and stuff, and they're all Oxycontin addicts and just new.
Yeah.
I would.
Took a death report one time. And guy had had back surgery, and I mean, this was like 30 years before. And since that time, he'd had, I think she said 40, his wife said 47 different. Yeah, I mean, it was just.
They hacked on him. Literally.
Oh, yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. He wanted his body left aside. So don't do this. I should be kind of.
Maybe that's what I should do with all my little oddities.
No.
Our surgeon that did our surgery, you know how much he keeps an eye on me. He can attest to this.
Uh-huh.
I started going to the gym, and I put 30 pounds on.
Really?
Really, without changing my diet, anything, right?
Nothing.
Right.
Okay.
And I told that to the doctor, and he says, that's not humanly possible.
It is, actually. Understand
the body. I'm here to tell you. Yeah. I think I'm a human.
The number was this time last time. Now it's this number. That's a positive number, right? 30 plus points. Yeah, that's considered weight.
What is that?
That's considered when you talk to the doctor.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Simple math.
Yeah.
How things work. And sometimes, and I did talk last month where doctors are known and scolded when they don't listen.
Oh, yeah, they don't want them to innovate.
They don't want to go, I don't know.
No.
That's a curse word for them, I don't know, versus, hey, let me find out why that can happen.
Yeah.
Talk to a dietitian, which is a medical doctor, how that can happen.
Yeah. Yeah, wasn't that
research.
That kidney doctor was more like that? Remember that the one out there at the transplant
the
place?
The Chinese guy?
Yeah. And it was more, his attitude was very refreshing because it was more like...
Yeah. We don't know everything.
Yeah. Find out. Let's get Cindy to specialize.
But it's like this idea, they don't allow for the human element where everybody is different.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's unique.
Yeah, exactly.
I have seen her with, I forget what the medication was that you were taking, but I mean, her pupils were blown out, and you know, I have testified in court that, I mean, I measured them, and it's like, I could go in as a drug expert and say, anybody with their pupils blown out like that would be, or that isn't the phrase you'd use, dilated. But no, at 6 millimeters, she would have to be under the influence of, you know, cocaine, methamphetamine, something.
Type of hyperactive.
Yeah, and but it's like, not only do I know her well enough to know she hasn't done that, but I've been with her the past 24 hours. I know it couldn't be.
So she took something that happened, so it was probably that something that made it happen.
Well,
think
it was
some
kind of cold medicine or something. Yeah. I was getting over the flu or something.
But you know what the variable is, which is good.
Yeah.
You know what the variable that caused that issue to happen.
Well, but not exactly, because I can never be sure how I'm going to react to medication.
You don't know until you take it.
Nobody
sometimes
knows. Well, sometimes, and sometimes I'll get an adverse reaction, and sometimes I won't. I used to have an adverse reaction to caffeine, and then it didn't bother me so much. Of course, now I don't take it because, besides the fact that my inhalers for my asthma and COPD exacerbate the shaking.
Unless you want the excitement, you know, you want to hold off the caffeine.
Yeah. But like you were talking about the energy drinks, I don't know what the big deal is. They don't do a darn thing to me.
Yeah.
Again, everyone's different.
That's the thing. And
and she can take Benadryl that is quite often used. I mean, that's usually what you take to make you go to sleep.
Yeah.
And she's just bouncing off
the
walls.
All right, I'm ready now.
But I've been taking it now, and it's not doing that.
Yeah.
I know, and it's I can't count on anything. Like this Primidone that I'm taking for the tremors.
Yes.
They said, oh, it'll make you sleepy, so take it at night. And when I first started taking it, I couldn't sleep.
Wow.
Because I had that brain thing you were talking about where your brain, Colleen suffers from that, where her brain won't shut down.
It keeps moving and moving. And it's considered, I had my talk today with the neurofeedback guy, you're staying in the higher hertz levels where your brain's excited the whole time. And it can't stay there too long because it'll wear itself out, and you drop, and you get back up there slowly. So having that lower, relaxed, healthier state is good. When you get to the higher state, your brain will kind of overreact and then shut it down.
Well, yeah, it takes a toll, you know, your body. You're more prone, like you said, to get sick.
Your body, you can't handle that higher state too long. That higher brain.
Biofeedback, huh? Yeah. It works with that?
It works with that. Mm-hmm. It allows things to, and what we talked about today, is to say a normal brain wave, like we talked about the nerves too, how they work, where it doesn't cause things to become over-exaggerated and cause scarring the brain, where you want to stay at that point. The problem is with people's lifestyle, everything.
Imagine meditation kind of works like biofeedback, right?
It gets you the lower state. Lower health, there's a medium where you want to stay in. Too low is where you stay in a sleep coma state. Too high is where you stay excited state, where you get worn out, to that medium state.
Yeah, I'm
in that coma state. So yoga, meditation, breathing exercise, and it gets you to a better state to where it can stay there. But it's so effective enough for thousands of years.
Yeah. That would be good for doing yoga.
It helps. I do yoga once a week. That's my routine. Yeah. It helps me relax.
You
and
do it at the gym?
At the YM.
At the YM?
Yeah. They have on Tuesday at 9.
Do they? It's pretty the morning?
In the morning, yeah. It was funny. It's one guy I've never seen before. He walked in and started doing yoga. 7-8 minutes in, he was snoring. He was out. My wife's next to him, she's laughing, like, because his hand was on her mat. She's like, she is out.
Whoa.
Until someone like drops him, he didn't wake up. But it put him, it went, because he was probably more of a tired, excited state, just dropped him.
Most of the things you do, you have to be able to get up and down off the floor.
Not necessarily.
No?
Everyone's their own pace. I have people that are younger, older, and I do more for stretching.
Uh-huh.
get that benefit, but it's people are any age. It's a good way to do it in a controlled environment where you let them tell you how long to do the exercise for, not yourself. Because myself, I do it a lot shorter.
I think yoga would be more of the type of exercise that I could do, but on my knees, I can't get up and down off the floor.
You can stay on the, and sometimes we're on the mat the whole time. You rotate from your back to your stomach to your side, sitting up, sitting down, but you're on the mat the whole time.
Oh.
The Pilates is where you get up and down. Pilates is more of the workout part of it. But it's a good way to stretch your overall body so things loosen up, and that helps me with lifting weights so it doesn't tighten everything up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I just don't wear the yoga pants. That'd be weird. That's just me. Thank you for coming in today.
Hope this talk helps explain how your body is created so nerves control everything in the body, your nervous system. Our job as chiropractors is to control nerves by making it overall relaxed. Then your body's muscle tissue, your body's organs, your body's overall brain, a state of health, stays relaxed so it can function normally, right? All my talks allow things to happen like this. Your overall body can stay healthy, and you can tolerate more stress of your daily life. All of us live in dog-eat-dog world for the most part. That's when your body's under stress, tolerate more stress doesn't become affected to cause pain, weakness, tingling, and burning, even to overall, stress body. All right, so I hope you enjoyed this talk. Like as usual in our show notes, we have links to the full video of this talk, along with our previous podcast, along with our show notes too. All right, so enjoy the week, and I'll see you next week.